What's up, Lagos? Welcome to Business Growth with Riri, the SME show that gives entrepreneurs and business owners an unfair advantage. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about how to identify your target market, because you can't really grow your business until you really identify and understand your customers. Now, let me share my story, because I've been in business for over 10 years. And I run multiple businesses, including events planning, coaching, and training. And I want to share my experience about event planning, because that was the first business that I started. So when I wanted to be an event planner, I wanted to be an event planner for everyone, for every market, you know, children's party planner, wedding planner, etiquette planner, team building planner, and corporate planner. I wanted to be, as I said, a planner for everyone. And I belong to a women's organization, and they were having an event, and they said, Riri, you can put your flyer in our brochure. I was like, woo, you know? So I put together my flyer, and I was so excited because hundreds and hundreds of women were coming from Lagos to this big event, and my flyer was inside that brochure. So I waited patiently after the event, and I was there with my pen and paper and my phone, waiting for calls, waiting for people to say, yes, we want to book you, want to book you. But guess what? Nothing like that happened. It was just crickets, silence, nothing happened. And I was like, why? Well, it took me years to understand that the reason why I wasn't getting the calls was I was talking to too many people. I hadn't really identified my clients. I hadn't niched down. So, you know, having so many offerings was just not right for my type of business, okay? And so that is why in my coaching, when I'm talking to my business owners like yourself, I tell them that we need to dig deep. We're not just going to go for everybody, because we're going to really think about what type of things that we are going to help our customers to do. So I have a list of questions. I'm going to give you a few of them that I go through when we're talking about our ideal client. So one of the things I say to them is, what are the problems that your ideal clients, what are they trying to solve? You know, because it might seem on the surface that they might be trying to solve one or two key things, but when you dig deeper, you find out that their issues are quite deep. For example, one of my clients, she runs a juicing company. And I've actually ordered juices from her, and we've done one-on-one coaching, and we've talked about what are the problems that her ideal clients are trying to solve. And I said to her, you can ask me that question. When I'm buying your juices, what do you think I want? Yes, I want to have to be healthy, and I want my skin to shine and all that. But really, I want to look good, you know, simple. So you've got to ask yourself the question, what problems are you trying to solve? Another question to ask is, what is the depth of your customers' or potential customers' pain and frustration? And I remember over 10 years ago, when I started my business, I was running around everywhere trying to get my clients, pitching here and there, flagging down taxis around Lagos. And that was very frustrating for me. And then these rider apps came in, and they solved my pain and problem, because I didn't have to stand on the road anymore. I could just be in the comfort of my office and call a taxi and know, and even, you know, locate where they were on the map. And that was just pretty cool for me. So you've got to ask yourself that question. What is the depth of their pain and frustration? And also to communicate how you can solve it. And how do your customers or potential customers, how do they currently solve their problem at the moment? Or what products or services do they use at the moment? And that is where research comes into play. And I remember years ago when I was in university, I had a part-time job with a research company. And they used to get us to do all these telephone calls where we would phone their customers and ask them questions like, how satisfied were you with the product? Very satisfied, fairly satisfied. And it was a really, really long script that we had to do. And you know, as a student, I said, why are they asking us to ask all these questions to their customers? I didn't understand it because I wasn't a business owner, you know. But now, obviously, being in business, I realize how important it is to do that research. I realize how important it is to know and understand the depths of your customers' pains or frustrations. Aside from that, you've got to ask questions about what key values and benefits do you offer these customers? Because, you know, in this day and age, it's not just about features, it's all about benefits. And when I'm talking about benefits, the customer is always asking that question, what is in it for me? What is in it for me? So you've always got to remember to communicate what is in it for them. And recently I was talking to one of my clients who was bringing a rider app into the country. And I said to him, there are so many rider apps. So there's so many rider apps out there. So what is the key benefit of yours? Why should people go and download your rider app and not all the other ones that they know at the moment? So we started to talk about what is the key benefit. And we all know that in this country, one of the challenges that we have is insecurity. So for him, one of his key benefits is that he was going to provide better security with emergency protocol on his rider app. And guess what? That was so attractive. And, you know, that was what he was putting out. And he was drawing people to his rider app just because he had a very strong benefit. So again, for you, you've got to ask yourself that question. What is the key benefit that you are putting out there and share it in order to attract your ideal client and, you know, offer it to them and communicate it to them? Before I go on, I would like to talk to you about a special message from our leading sponsors, First Bank. Whoop, 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 whoop. By now, you know, I always come with great news, and I have a special message for all female MSMEs. So I suggest you listen closely. All female-owned and managed MSME businesses can now access up to 3 million single-digit loan with First Gem. Yes, you heard right. First Gem Fund Scheme is First Bank's gender support single-digit loan for women in micro, small and medium enterprises. Whoop, 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 whoop. A women-owned managed MSME with at least 51% female ownership in the following approved sectors can apply. So listen up. If you're in one, food, beverage, processing and packaging, confectionaries, you can apply. Two, if you're in catering and restaurants, you can apply. Three, if you're in transportation, logistics, you can apply. If you're in four, beauty, cosmetic products, you can apply. Five, if you're in agro-allied retail, food chain, food value chain, you can apply. So you can get up to 3 million with First Gem loan at 9%. Whoop, 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 9%. So to apply for First Gem loan, simply download the application from their website at firstbanknigeria.com or kindly visit a First Bank branch near you to initiate your loan. So that is from our leading sponsors, First Bank. Isn't that just amazing? First Gem Loan is there for you, for female entrepreneurs. Go out there, go to First Bank website and find out all the information. So if you've just turned in, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye, proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm talking about how to identify your target audience. So I said that it's so important to dig deep. It's not just about, we want to grow our business. We're not here to just play. We are here to grow our business. So we need to understand our customers. Another thing that you need to do is you need to ask yourself, what marketing methods are best for reaching my target audience? You know, because there are so many ways that you can attract your market. You can go on social media, you can do flyers, you can go on the radio, you can do TV, you can do all sorts of things. But what methods are the best methods? And I always say to my audience and to my clients is that you've got to track everything. It is business. Don't just put things out there. Track it. Facebook ads, all sorts of things. You've got to really decide to yourself which method are best. Not all methods are, you know, different businesses attract, you know, attract different or better marketing methods than others, depending on what they are, you know. So you've really got to track and decide which ones are for you. Now, for me, I know that one of the best methods that really helps me with my business is testimonials. My clients, you know, it really attracts clients to me. And what I normally do is that when I have an event, and if when the customer is highly satisfied, that is the time that I say to my customers, can you give me a testimonial? And recently I did an opening of a factory and the client was so, you know, pleased with the job. And I said to him, can we do a video, not just a testimonial, can we do a video testimonial? And he agreed. And that was amazing. I put it out. He said all the great things about my company. And guess what? Businesses, you know, I got more customers calling me up to do, you know, their events for them just because of this video testimonial. So you've got to think to yourself, what kind of marketing messages work best for you? So these are just a few things that you can do in terms of attracting and understanding and drawing your business, you know, drawing customers to your business, okay? So just to wrap up, my name is Riri Okoye. This is Business Growth with Riri Okoye. And don't keep this to yourself. Tell business colleagues to tune in next week. Next week, our leading sponsors, First Bank, will be joining the show. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. So make sure that you put it on your alarm for next week, okay? And I will see you then. You've been listening to Business Growth with Riri Okoye. And this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. Thank you very much for listening, and speak to you again next week. Bye for now.